How professional do I sound these days?
You sound like you've been doing radio for a really long time.
Oh, so good at it, right?
When did the fire start in your belly to get into radio?
I was year 10. I was interested in radio from year 8.
Who'd you listen to and you're like, oh, I want to be like that person. I want to do that for a living.
I used to listen, this is back when Kyle and Jackie O were doing the night show.
Oh, yeah. Nationally. Like they did the Hot 30.
Yep. So I'd listen to them in my room and then I started to go, maybe I could do this as a job. And I worked at the cinema and my manager came to me, Clinton House, and he said, what do you want to do when you leave the cinema? I said, I want to be Carl Sanderlands. I want to do radio. And he said, all right, well, we actually advertise with the local radio station. I'll see if you can get in there and do some movie previews on a Wednesday night for when they come out on a Thursday.
What a legend. Hooking you up.
The next day he comes back to me, says, guess what? I got you a segment every Wednesday night. You're going in and you're talking about the movies the next day.
I could not believe it. That's insane.
Yeah, I still thank Clinton to this day. I message him every year and say, hey man, thanks so much for, you know, really giving me that leg up.
And then you get into a radio station and you're like, oh my God, this is what I want to do with my life. This is so cool. There's so many buttons.
This is the dream. James Malachi was doing the night show locally.
Okay.
In Mandra, WA. Which is where I'm from.
Not familiar with James's work.
He runs a funeral service these days.
Okay, look.
He's moved on from radio.
People die every day.
He said to me, I said, why'd you get out of radio? He said, people are always dying. It's never going to die. So he moved into that business.
People dying is not going to die.
It's never going to die.
And I can make some money off people dying.
But he said, look, kid, I reckon you've got some real skills. Why don't we put together a demo CD?
Yes.
And why don't we send it out and see if you can find any actual full-time work?
Now.
Because I was year 11 at this point.
Okay.
Year 11 and 12 doing the night thing once a week. And then when I left high school, I was like, I want to do radio.
Now, so you've got the CD case there. Is that your handwriting?
Yep.
It's very neat. Handwriting.
The one I sent out.
It's very, very neat.
Isn't it?
How many times did it take you to get your handwriting that neat on the sleeve of the CD?
Oh, it's got my name, demo CD, one, two, three, four. Yes.
So you've got four breaks.
Four
you
things.
Call them breaks
this
in
is
radio.
What James Malachi wanted me to put together to send out.
Are we
going to
hear all four of them?
You pick one and I'll play.
Let's go in chronological order.
Oh, okay. What's that?
Number one is the what says Car Cross.
Now,
is this where you pretend that you work on a street team and you're calling back to the radio station to say, hey, we're here, we're handing out some stuff, this is what we're doing, come down and see us.
It's entry level into the radio station. I had never done it myself personally, so I didn't really know what I was doing, but I got into the booth, I had my little script.
Let's hear the Car Cross.
I'm 17 years old and this is me.
Packed and stacked. The Mandra Toyota Coast Cruisers.
Yes, James, we are cruising the coast in the 97.3 Brown Steel Coast Cruiser, thanks to Mandra Toyota. On board, we have a heap of icicles, Brown Chill, stacks of Express magazines, Smith's chips, copies of Britney Spears' new single Toxic, a handful of passes to Adventure World for the adults only night, plus your chance to score yourself a very stylish scooter about up to 1,000 big ones. You can find the Brown Steel Coast Cruiser at the place to be. We're at Reading Cinemas on James Street. We'll be hanging around for the next 7 minutes. This is Daniel in the Cruiser for the 97 Days of Summer on 97.3 Coast FM.
Yeah, boy!
Gordy, it's brilliant.
Britney Spears Toxic.
It's so good. This is the first real time that you've ever done anything in radio.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like that was on air one time. It was amazing.
A few cracks at it in the booth, but I didn't have too long in the booth, but also gave Reading Cinemas a little plug in there too, which is where I actually work. So that was a little sneaky plug. What else would you like to hear?
I would like to hear two. Talk Break One.
Okay,
so item number two is called Talk Break One.
It's pretty short. Like, this is music shift stuff, so I'm not talking to anyone, but have a listen to this. Pure gold.
Better Music 97.3 Coast FM. John Butler with Zebra there. Caught him live at the Masters concert a couple of weeks ago. Definitely worth buying his new album, Sunrise Over the Sea. So if you haven't got yourself a copy, do yourself a favour and go out and grab one.
Amazing, right? Sunrise over the sea. I couldn't even say sunrise. Sunrise over the sea.
You do sound very young.
John Butler. Yeah. Saw him at the concert a couple of weeks ago, guys.
You've got a lot. I feel your voice is a bit higher pitched.
See, well, I'm 17.
Yeah.
Now I'm professional. Like this is moulded into
we hear,
this.
We have to hear everything on this CD.
Okay.
Can we hear item number three is called Talk Break 2.
Okay. This is even better than the first. Take a listen.
97.3 Coast FM, Black Betty Spiderbait. G'day, it's Daniel Gorn here. This guy you can catch hanging out with Ben Stiller and Kelly Slater in his latest film clip, Jack Johnson, singing his new single, Taylor.
They say Taylor was a
Jack
good girl.
Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson. I couldn't really get that
Ting
out either.
His
Jack
new
Johnson.
Ting? Do you say Ting in there?
I'm not sure. Here, I have another listen just
Ting.
For the
end. I think he said Jack Johnson Ting.
Jack Johnson Ting, his new single,
Ting.
Taylor.
What is that?
Ting
was a good
girl. Tinging. He's tinging. You want to hear the ad?
Is this the Mother's Day advertisement?
Yeah.
Let's hear. This is the final bit.
This rounds it out
grand
for me
finale.
To find work.
This Mother's Day, 97.3 Coast FM is sorting the naughty from the nice. And we need some special helpers. We want you to dob in your mum. Email, post or fax us a story of when you caught your mum out and include her contact details so we can get her back live on air. Your mum could be the lucky winner of a fantastic prize, including a pamper package thanks to Pure Luxury Beauty Salon, dinner at Pelican's Cafe on the Murray, and more from Pepper Tree Florist, Roxy Photography, The Crystals Gift Shop and Gary's Bookshop. So dob in your mum before Friday, April 30th on 97.3 Coast FM.
Pretty good.
It's really good.
Oh, well.
It's really great. Yeah. My favourite part of the Mother's Day advertisement is that you can fax.
Oh, I did.
Remember
I missed that?
That.
I missed that.
You
did
not
say
email,
fax
post
or fax. Wow.
Or fax.
You know what's funny about that? I'm 17 there. I'm 34 now. We're still doing the same kind of radio promos
Nothing
as well.
Nothing much Spot has your really changed. Dobbing your mum, win a prize.